Welcome to the Wisdom Coalition podcast, designed to show you how to change your mindset so you can find more joy in every aspect of your life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets.
Joy for All Companion Pets provide joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to your aging loved ones and peace of mind for your family.
Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
Special thanks to WFMZ TV, and thank you for listening. I'm Nancy Wertheim.
And I'm Kim Howie. We invite you to experience the life-changing power of joy with us.
So I haven't talked about my crazy dogs in a while.
No, you haven't.
No. And here's their latest issue. They won't poop when it's raining out. Like, absolute refusal. You open the door, they put the brakes on, you're like shoving them, but then they just run back in as soon as you... So they just casually poop in the living room when it's raining.
Both of them. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely
And they're
ridiculous.
Probably blaming it on each other. I didn't do it. She did it.
Well, you know how that is when you have more than one dog. Even if one poops, you don't know who did it.
That's
you know?
Right.
And then they both look like they're both looking at you with those guilty eyes.
No, mine don't. They don't care.
That's so funny.
The other night it was pouring out, and my poor daughter was out there with like a raincoat and umbrellas. She's holding umbrellas over both of the dogs, and she comes back in. She's like, they act like I'm waterboarding them. They're like so upset they won't go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, ridiculous. That's so funny. Well, you know, it makes you wonder, like, what is it about the rain that they don't
know.
You know, that's so scary to them.
Well, I mean, they're both rescue dogs, so who knows? And I know, you know, Miss Fiona was a stray, so probably wet and cold for too long somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, those poor babies.
Yeah, but you know, it's, you know, I remember we did a podcast once about how dogs live in the moment. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And it's so true, you know, no matter what dogs have gone through, they seem to be, in many ways, sometimes a little bit more resilient.
Yeah.
In that they sort of forget about the past in a way, you know?
Yeah, like you go outside for a minute and come back and they're like, they haven't seen you in ages. Right. They forgot you were just there.
They live in the moment.
I love about dogs. Yeah. But, you know, in our work at the Wisdom Coalition, we like to stress that finding joy is easy when things are going well, but not always so easy during difficult times.
Yeah. And so we love to profile stories and people who continue to push for joy, like no matter what's happening in their lives. We like to hear about it and how they did it.
Yeah. You know, because we really do believe that you can reach for joy at any time.
Absolutely. So we have an awesome guest today and a story of hope. She is Heidi Tucker, an award-winning inspirational author. She's written three books, is about to release a fourth, and is working on a fifth. Mm-hmm. She writes books about real people to show how they've overcome circumstances to find joy and peace. Her latest book is called The Secret Keepers. Thanks so much for joining us, Heidi.
So good to be with both of you, Nancy and Kim.
Oh, thanks, Heidi. So, you know, what made you decide to write these types of books?
You know, I grew up listening to true stories. I'd go on long walks with my dad as a child, and he loved to talk about people and what we can learn from them and their stories. And it was just so inspiring to hear that. And so I sort of carried that through my adult life, and it's just something that I really gravitate to. I believe a good story is the best teacher, because it really, it not only teaches us an important principle, but it makes us feel it as we immerse ourselves in that story.
Yeah. So how do you find the subjects for your books? I imagine you probably have difficulty deciding, like, what, you know, there's probably so many you could do, but how do you figure out and make a decision like, okay, this is the one I'm going to write the book on?
You know, a lot of them actually find me, but in my initial conversation with them, I get a lot of people that say, you know, boy, do I have a story for you. And I listen to those, but it's something that's just kind of an emotional and spiritual moment for me when I just hear a story and I think, oh my gosh, that is the very definition of hope. And to see somebody rise up through something so difficult, it's hard to even put into words, but I know it when I hear it and I say, okay, I need to write that story.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So can you give us an overview then of your book that's coming out, The Secret Keepers?
Yeah, The Secret Keepers. It's about the story of a child who has been abused, horrifically abused and traumatized throughout her entire childhood. And really the story is, the book is about her as a woman now rising up from that abuse and thriving instead of just surviving that emotional baggage and that horrible trauma that she encountered as a child. And during that time, her mind split into several different parts to be able to survive and cope with that abuse. And that's, she introduced me to the term dissociative identity disorder, or DID. That used to be known as multiple personality disorder. Mm. And so the amazing thing about her story is that with all of that confusion and hardship of living with DID, because that doesn't ever go away, she's able to live this beautiful life and raise children of her own, enjoy her own grandchildren. Mm. And she just has taught me so much. And when she first contacted me, I listened to her story and I thought, you know, wow, abuse is not normally something that I would write or speak about, because I'm an inspirational author and it's such a dark subject. But what really caught my attention was this incredible positivity and this incredible gratitude that I heard from her. And so we see that and we feel that as we read her story and see her rise up from that situation.
I love it. Does she, or I'm sure that in the book you give us an idea of how she's able to tap into positivity and joy?
Yeah, absolutely. She has taught me, and we see this as readers, that how to trust your core, you know, and whether you refer to that as your core or your spirit or your soul, she teaches us how to do that, because with her, all of these different parts are trying to be out front. And so she's able to really tap into what her core is. And to say, you know, this is my direct link. You know, the abusers, they attempted to break her body and her mind and her will, but they never, ever broke her spirit. And so we see that. We see that in her, and we look at that in ourselves. We step back and say, you know, where is my core? Who am I? What do I want to accomplish in life? You know, who do I think that I am? And let me grab onto that as I move forward in life and make a difference. She teaches us that through her story. And she also teaches us how to anchor in hope and what that looks like. Because I think we need to be really careful that we are anchored to the right things. If we anchor to people, you know, sometimes we need to be careful. And in her case, people betrayed her. And so we have to be careful where we place our anchor and what the persistence looks like as we move forward and carry on and endure and finish this race of life. So it's just an incredible story of truly rising up from the ashes and finding the strength to do really hard things.
I love that. Well, and you mentioned anchoring in hope, and I love mm-hmm. that concept. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? You know, like, how can we have hope in these difficult times in life?
Yeah, I think, you know, whether that's spiritual for you or, you know, what kind of a faith you're grounded in, placing your anchor in that can be something that will always keep you focused on light and focused on the right things. Because if we pull our anchor up, if we lose our faith or we lose trust in somebody and we begin to pull that anchor up, we begin to drift in life. And that's when it gets complicated, because suddenly we're scrambling. If you picture yourself in the ocean and you're just, your anchor is up and so you're drifting and the waves are falling on top of you, we've got to be anchored for that survival. And when we are truly anchored to something that is good and that is a strength for us emotionally and spiritually, then we, despite what is happening around us, despite the storms of life, we stay anchored and it keeps us solid and it keeps us grounded. And we don't lose that hope because we know that we are tethered to something that is real.
Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy.
Yes,
I like
it
that
is.
A lot.
I love that.
Just one second, because I need to thank our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All companion pets. These are animatronic, realistic pets that look and feel like real cats and dogs, and they're designed to inspire play, fun, and give companionship to older adults. And you can get 15% off with the special code WISDOM15. Just go to joyforall.com for more information. So can you tell us what Margie, that was her name from the book, what Margie's life is like now?
Yeah, she gets up every morning and she's able to sort of go through a mental exercise of finding what she refers to as her safe place. Her safe place is something that she's created, a mental exercise in her mind that looks safe and is secure for her. And it's able so that she's able to bring her core out front and to be able to say, okay, we're going to move forward. We've got this to do today. And I want to love these people and I want to serve these people. And so I'm going to center myself in this mental safe place. And in essence, I think we all do that, don't we? We get up and we meditate or we exercise. We sort of bring some balance in our life to start the day out strong. And it's just finding that mindset and that positivity every morning for just a few minutes to move forward in your life and to have a better day.
I love that. I love that idea of finding your mental safe space. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, you know, you said that you are traditionally an inspirational writer. So what does inspire you?
People that rise up from just incredibly difficult situations. I read their stories or I hear their stories and the details are different, but I say to myself, you know, if they can do that in that situation, which appears to be so awful, I can certainly conquer my own battles. You know, if they can do it, then I can do that. And that's what I hear so often from readers that reach out to me and email me and say, you know, I read her story and I cried and I laughed and I was so involved in the details of her story, but really I changed the details around and it became my story. And I think that's why it's so important that we're vulnerable in sometimes talking about our own struggles. And in Margie's case, incredibly vulnerable to talk about dissociative identity disorder, which is such a difficult subject to understand and is such a difficult life to endure. So that we can then grow from her story, we can be introspective and look at our own lives and say, if she can do this, then so can I. And that's what I love about true stories. And I love to read those kind of stories. And so here I am writing those kinds of stories.
Can you give us a sneak peek into what you're working on now?
Well, I'm just starting on my fifth book, which is going to be the story of two people who escaped from North Korea, a husband and a wife. And it's their love story of enduring and persisting and the ability for them to do that. And the book that's just about, that will come out in the new year, that's already finished and it's in final edits, is a book about a man from Kenya who comes from one of the largest slums in Nairobi, Kenya, and pulls himself up out of that slum life and is able to eventually come to the United States, get an education, and be an incredible leader here in the United States among people. And he eventually would love to go back. And he actually submitted, put in a bid for president of Kenya in 2017. He had to pull out of that race. But it's this, once again, it's this incredible story of what makes a boy, what does he have inside of him that makes him come up, rise up from the slums, and eventually run for president of that country? You know, it's just what kind of grit does he have and what kind of a drive? And when we read that, when we read his story, we see that. And hopefully we take a piece of that in our own life and say, what does my grit look like? You know, what am I doing that's really hard and that appears impossible to overcome? I'm sure that I can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. So we know you love sunflowers and you have them all over your website, and we love sunflowers.
Yes.
So we'd love to hear what your story is about the sunflower.
You know, I love sunflowers. I've always loved them because they're bright and they're yellow and they just look happy to me. And I'm always looking, right, for visual happy things, right? Because life is hard. And so we need to focus on things that are happy and bright. But what I really, really love about sunflowers is that they always face the sun. Mm-hmm. They're always looking toward the light. And I think there's, that's a concept that we can adopt in our own lives, is despite what's happening around us, despite the pandemic, despite, you know, all the political unrest, everything that's happening in the world, where do we look for light? Because we need that every single day. We need to face the light. What does that look like for you? And turn your head in that direction. And that's what the sunflower does. And so I've always just loved that analogy, that metaphor that I use from the sunflower. I feel like it's it defines what I try to do every day, is to look to the light.
Yeah. And you have a really interesting story on your website about a pickled sunflower, which is a strange combination of words.
I know. Isn't that a great combination of words? I use that because, when something is pickled, it's changed. It goes through a tough brine process, which actually changes it. And I see that in our own lives as we go through really hard things that change us. Mm-hmm. They change us into something new, something better. And through that process, eventually we can stand up. You know, sometimes things in life knock us down and we're just in a mud puddle, scrambling around, right? But at some point, we find the strength to stand up from that brine process of where we've been pickled or changed. And we're able to stand up and then face the light again. Once again, we find the strength to do that. And now we have the opportunity, having been through something like that, I believe that when we've gone through something, we have a new perspective and we have a new empathy to reach out and change the lives of others. Mm-hmm. And that's when it comes full circle, when you're able to reach out and make a difference to in someone else's life because of where you've been, mm-hmm. because of that process that you've been through, mm-hmm. and that you're able to now be a light in someone else's life.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So really, I love the way you speak and the subjects you're speaking about. So Heidi, tell folks where they can find information about you, please.
Sure. You can always find me at HeidiTucker.com. And there I have, lists of my books and various speaking events and different things I've been part of, and how you can reach out and just contact me.
Fantastic. Well, really, really awesome to talk to you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks again to our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All companion pets, providing joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to aging loved ones and peace of mind to their families. Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
And until next time, remember, stay connected to your why, fuel your core energy with joy, and live your life from the inside out.
Thanks for listening. We hope you find some joy today.